Sports Today on Brisbane's News Talk 4BC. Kieran Marsh with you through until 8pm, while the North Queensland Cowboys made it two consecutive wins last night with a 30 points to 10 victory over Penrith in Monday night football. I'm pleased to say we're joined now by Cowboys co-captain Matt Scott. Evening, Matt.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks. Must be nice for the team to be gaining a bit of momentum at this part of the season.
Yeah, it's good, mate. Obviously, didn't get off to the start we wanted with three straight losses, but to string two wins together is really good. And you know, I think we built on last week's win against the Storm, so it was very pleasing.
Made even more impressive by the fact you had to go away from home down into Sydney, where sometimes in the past you have struggled. So to get a win in one of your first trips to Sydney this year must really build some confidence in the squad.
Yeah, it's a little confidence booster. I think we still had a fair bit of confidence there from last year where we, you know, we didn't win many games there early, but towards the back end of the year, we started winning a lot of games in Sydney. And you know, I think that sort of got the monkey off the back, and we know we can put in some good performances down there now.
Can you identify what's behind the turnaround in form? Because the defence in particular, you seem to have shown a lot more resolve in the defence in the last 2 weeks.
It's hard to pinpoint. Look, I think we're working a lot harder for each other defensively, but I just think the first few rounds we probably just weren't clicking. We lacked a bit of confidence. We were probably a little bit nervous and overthinking things at times. So once we sort of got a bit of confidence out of that Storm win, particularly in the second half, you know, we realised that the stuff we've been working on all pre-season definitely works, and we just need to get back to playing some of the footy we played at the back half of last year.
Particularly after that loss to the Broncos back in round three, Matt, this side really struggled to come up with answers as to why you're playing that football, almost knowing you're capable of far more, but just couldn't put your finger on it. So was there any sense of panic from the coaching staff, or did Paul Green just keep a lid on things and say that we know we're better than this and eventually it will come if we stay disciplined?
No, that was exactly it. Like, obviously, there was a little bit of panic from everyone considering the three straight losses. But, look, Greeny, after the Bronx game, showed us a lot of positive stuff. We looked at all the good things we did against the Broncos and, showed that we could still play that type of football if we put our minds to it. And he said it wasn't far away, and we just really concentrated on being positive and having the confidence in our team and our team structures, and really paid off the next week against Melbourne.
Matt, it's probably no surprise that behind your two consecutive wins now has been the performance of your fellow co-captain in Jonathan Thurston. He seems to have gone to another level, if that's possible, in the last 2 weeks.
Look, he's been great. But look, as he'll tell you too, he's the first to say it's off the back of the work the guys in the middle do. I think Jimmy Tamau has been great for us the last couple of weeks, and Jace Tuimoloalo in particular. So, look, those two guys have been working really hard on their defence. I think defensively we're a lot tighter in the middle, and we've been getting some good yards through the middle of the field. So, look, as soon as we get into that field position, Jono takes over, and yeah, he just seems to come up with the right plays at the right time.
Glad you mentioned that, Matt, because the standout work has been from the middle part of the field in the last 2 weeks. I read a stat today that yourself, James Tamo and Jason Tuimoloalo, those two players you just mentioned, have combined for over 500 metres in the past two games. So you are leading from the front. As the leader of that forward pack, has there been a moment in the first part of this season, particularly after a couple of back-to-back losses, where you pulled the forward pack aside and said, we really need to lift our game and start laying a platform for our backs? Because you know how classy they are. So it seemed that as soon as that platform was going to be laid by you guys, it was only a matter of time before the points came.
Yeah, exactly, mate. There wasn't one particular moment. We've been working hard all year, and each week we get together and talk about areas we've got to improve. I think at the moment we all know our roles a lot better, and we're a lot more comfortable in that. Three of our big guys, myself, Jimmy and Scotty Bolton, all came off surgery in the off-season, and we were all probably back a touch early. So, look, I think that might have had something to do with it. But it seems now that we've got a bit of match fitness, and we definitely know our role a lot better. We're a lot more comfortable in the team this year that, we are getting those metres. And, you know, look, I'm not one for stats, but, metres means we're getting down the the good end of the field, and you know that starts with our defence and then our, obviously our kick return. And I think guys like Kane Lynette, Matty Wright, doing a great job of bringing the ball back. And getting our sets off to a good start as well.
Matt, I've been really impressed with Lachlan Coote so far this season. We almost forget that he missed all of last year with that knee injury, and he seems to come back really refreshed. Didn't get an opportunity in round one, but impressed back down in the Intrust Super Cup to cement a spot in first grade and hasn't looked back since then. What's he brought to the team, especially in attack? He seems to be taking off a bit of the pressure from your halves and creating an extra playmaker in that back line.
He does. Look, it's working really good at the moment. I wasn't quite sure how it would work, with Morg shifting into 5'8", but it's been pretty seamless so far. Coote he definitely adds another dimension in attack. He's got really great hands, very good positional play, having played that position his whole life. He's been great for us the last couple of weeks, I think. The more footy those three in particular play together, the better they'll be. But look, he's done a huge amount of hard work to get back to where he is. His last first grade game was from the end of 2013. So look, for him to get back and play this type of footy, it's a credit to him.
While your fans are certainly excited about two wins in a row, and I'm sure they're happy that the season seems to be back on track compared to the way it started, it is a massive test coming up on Monday night. It always is when you face the defending premiers, although they will be without Adam Reynolds, who is a focal point of much of what they do as a team. Do you feel as though they'll be weakened at all by that loss?
Look, I don't think so. Obviously, it will hurt them a little bit, but there's talk about GI spotting into the halves, so you got one of the best players in the world there, and the work they do is off the back of their forward pack, and they've got one of the best packs in the business. So I don't think they'll miss too much there. It's a test for us. It'll be a tough job heading back down there Monday night, but look, hopefully we can build again on the last two performances, and another win would really put our season back on track, and it'd be great for the group.
You mentioned their pack, Matt. Not only are they a large group, one of the largest in the competition, but quite mobile and good with their feet at the line. So while you guys, as a pack yourselves, have been rolling forward quite well in the last couple of weeks, this is a great tester of where you're at, particularly after breathing some life back into your campaign in the last fortnight.
Definitely. Look, I think defensively this will be a real test for us. Attack's been pretty good defensively. We've still got to get better. I thought our movements were the best they've been against the Penrith, against Penrith so far this year. So, look, defensively we have to be very strong through the middle in particular. It's a great test for us, and I think we're all looking forward to it, especially after a couple of wins.
Just finally, Matt, the representative season is not too far away. Players such as yourself who will be involved at those higher levels, do you allow yourself any moments this early in the season to think about the challenges that lay ahead, maybe for both Queensland and Australia, or is your focus always firmly on the next game for the Cowboys?
Mainly on the Cowboys, but rep footy is always in the back of the mind. I missed out on a bit of rep footy at the end of last year, so I'd love to get back in that arena. And the Origin Series, it hurt handing the trophy over last year. So, look, I'd love to be fit and healthy and playing good footy come Origin time, and try and get back in that side and getting the shield back for Queensland.
Well, it's great to see some winning form back up there in North Queensland. As I said, I'm sure your fans are really pleased with the way the team is performing in the past 2 weeks. A big test coming up on Monday night up against the defending premiers. Wish you the best of luck and appreciate your time on the program as always. Thanks, Matt.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.